Well, let's see. Let's talk about your new album, Fusion 3. How do you like the direction of it? What's the difference between Fusion 2 and Fusion 3? Let's start there.
It's next step.
Will there be a Fusion 4?
Yes.
What step are you going in? What direction are you taking?
It's natural. I think it's natural growth of us after coming to States.
Uh-huh.
You know, more influence, especially American influence.
Well, what do you mean by American influence?
Maybe, you know, playing with American musicians and listening to more music live.
Uh-huh.
And being here, this just makes a difference. Feel more stronger musically and more rhythmically.
The rhythms are different?
Stronger, I would say. More emphasized.
Mm-hmm. Who have you been listening to who in the United States? Who?
A lot. Everybody and anybody we could get a chance to listen to.
Uh-huh.
We live in the center of Manhattan, around the corner from Carnegie Hall, so whenever there's anything going, and it is going pretty loud in New York.
Sure.
So we hear, you know, a lot of music.
What about, my favorite is Atma. That's my favorite album. My favorite tune is Butterfly.
Mm.
Your voice gives me chills. How do you
Thank
perform
you.
Those incredible feats with your voice?
How I was singing for many years, standards, American standards, and I felt after a while I felt bored and I felt limited with words, especially. And I started to look for a new way of expression, and it took me a while. That's the result.
Did you ever have classical training?
Yes, I had in Warsaw. Mm-hmm. I started as a classical piano player as a kid, and then I went to beside of school, I went to school of music, and then when I was 15, I changed. I mean, I started to sing,
mm-hmm.
and from that moment, I'm, you know, step by step.
What instruments do you play besides, well, we all know that you sing, but what else do you do? I saw you on stage doing some strange things.
I play percussions. I have different percussions instruments. I have electro bongo,
mm-hmm.
and I have synthesizer,
mm-hmm.
which is very interesting instrument. A lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to play on it not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on it. Very hard.
Mm-hmm. Did you have classical training too?
Yes, I studied classical violin for 12 years.
What made you electrify your violin? And
That's the next part of the story. First, I gave up violin for jazz and I played saxophone for all the woodwinds actually for a long time. Mostly hard bop, bebop, jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And after quite a few years of doing this, I realized that I know very difficult instrument to play, and this could be something else if I would pick up my violin again and start doing something on violin, because there's first, from one side, there's so many saxophone players.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, during 60s, in jazz, saxophone was probably the most explored instrument. And after John Coltrane's latest albums back in 67, I don't think there's anybody who came close until now even to doing anything on saxophone. Also, I was very much purist playing saxophones, and you know, also regarding style of playing and so. And I realized this isn't necessarily right, because I come from different part of world,
mm-hmm.
and I could probably bring something fresh, something new to music, what we call jazz, you know. And then I started to practice violin again and to play more violin, and started to be open to more different influences than just straight jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And also I liked very much the sound of rock bands. I didn't like the music they played in Europe back in the 60s. It was most likely was too commercial, too simple, sometimes poor quality. But with, of course, exceptions as usual, you know. But the sound of those groups made me start electrifying anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, and start working on it. And since then, I got very much into electronics, into electrifying instruments, and also into humanizing electronics. So this, they wouldn't be just freak-out sources.
Mm-hmm.
There would be instruments like treated like acoustic instruments and controlled by human being to the extent of classical instruments. I mean the acoustic instruments.
How do you control an electronic instrument like an acoustic instrument? What do you mean by that?
I mean that new electronic instruments most likely are still in experimental stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of chances of using things on random or just, you know, using effects before the music. And I'm against it, but this needs work, and I'm for humanizing it. I mean, for really using it with need for music, not the opposite way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
So do you think that there's a great deal of direction to take? Or there's a plethora of sounds to be found?
Absolutely, and to be also, to be, how do you say it? I'm missing one English word. To...
You can say it in Polish. We'll get it translated. We'll find somebody.
You know, it's like wildness.
Uh-huh.
And you need to
tame.
It might be okay. Anyway, to start to control it,
uh-huh.
and to take best out of it and to use it for music. One of the most advanced electronic instruments in this respect, I think, on the market right now, is Lyricon, which is woodwind kind of mm-hmm. synthesizer, which I started to play not long ago,
mm-hmm.
which gives theoretically and practically after quite a work
mm-hmm.
All the possibilities and all the possibilities of controlling it as any most sophisticated acoustic instrument. So I mean, it has leap controls.
Mm-hmm.
It has it changes, timbre changes with leap, dynamics, everything. Although instrument is purely electronically made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a direction of electronic instrument and that's a future.
Mm-hmm. So you see the violin going, the electronic violin going by the wayside?
No. It's my electronic violin, as I have it now, is also fully controllable instrument,
mm-hmm.
and with lot of different sounds, but very controllable. You know.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to be concentrating your efforts now on the Lyricon, or are you going
no,
to
be
side
on both,
by side?
Side by
mm-hmm.
side. It's Lyricon will extend the colors, you know,
uh-huh.
for some songs.
Did you bring it?
No.
Did you bring your violin?
No.
Oh, do you play every day?
Yes.
For hours and hours?
No, not always. No, but I have to touch, as I say, you know, have touch with instrument every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we play in the evening, then I just do it briefly in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't play, then I spend some more time.
Mm-hmm. Are you always changing and always thinking of new things to add? Or
no, but it I don't specifically look for it, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. When do you think you'll be adding the Lyricon to your act?
It's already now.
It's
I have
already
two
there?
Songs.
Uh-huh.
Lyrical.
Which one?
Play Bloody Kiska,
what
which is on
mean?
The album.
Yeah, I've seen. What does that mean?
What Bloody Kiska means?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a funny way to call a special kind of Polish sausage, okay?
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, there we go. And what's the other one that has the...
Good Times, Bad Times. That's from our first Fusion album.
Uh-huh.
It's rearranged, and we are playing it now, and I'm playing it with Lyrical.
My favorite on the new Fusion 3 album is Cameo. That is very pretty.
Thank you.
They're all very pretty. Have you heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it on now?
No.
What's on now? Oh, it stopped.
I'd like to know a little about some of the studio you work, you've been doing in the past year. Producing a group?
Yes. I was, you know, from time to time I had a chance to record for some other groups. Like I did something with Charles Erland. Ursula and myself, we were associated. I mean, we recorded for Arif Mardin's album, Journey. And lately, I produced an album for Atlantic called Funk Factory.
That was you?
Yes. And this is most musicians from my group, plus other musicians, plus vocal group. And I have quite a few songs there. And actually, whole concept and everything from the beginning was mine. And this is, you know, I have to come back to Europe. In Europe, I was involved in a lot of radio productions, writing for TV, for film, doing some things with vocals. And when I came here, I found out that nothing like this exists, no radio productions. A TV thing is very commercialized and it's hard to get there. And, you know, I was missing. And after the Fusion, you know, was taken off the ground and everything, you know, was going on well, I started to look for other possibilities to do more what I could do. And Atlantic gave me opportunity with a project called Funk Factory. And I have free hand. Nobody asked actually almost what I wanted. I just said that I want to do something with vocals which will be different than Fusion. And I went to studio, I did it, and their involvement started when they heard the album. And there's a single coming out too, and they're very excited about this.
Don't you have another album coming out on ABCO?
That's the album.
This is it. This is
Funk Factory.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Are you on that one?
Yes, I am. But mostly I play percussions. And I have some, yes, I have
some highest parts in vocal group. You know.
Because I don't sing words in the couple of songs.
But she's going to do record, we're going to do record with her end of August.
A solo?
Yes.
Her, was quite a few record companies interested and it's most likely will be Arista.
Mm-hmm.
And but this will be with a few pieces unaccompanied solos and like 4-5 songs with a full band with two guitars, bass guitar, synthesizers.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully will be out late fall.
That's something to look for.
She did some writing for this, as a matter of fact. She has two beautiful songs so far.
Thank you.
Do you compose most of your own songs,
yes,
or all of them?
I compose a lot. Sometimes when the album comes and I'm involved with the present group as I have, I, you know, everybody wants to write, and sometimes I make the place for somebody in the band to.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I write, and I have always more, let's say now I would have ready next album, and I always forward.
So you're always working and you're always looking?
I have always, you know, we have small keyboard with headphones on the road. I'm always, I sleep very short. So everybody's sleeping in the morning and I'm writing almost every day.
Any questions, Sal?
Nothing comes to mind right now.
Nothing about Europe? Have you been back to Europe to listen to European music?
We've been so long and so much involved with European music.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of, you know, even if it's 1.5 years now,
mm-hmm.
we sort of know what's happening there, and we stay pretty much in touch with friends and with people involved.
Mm-hmm.
We might go to Europe next summer
mm-hmm.
for 2-3 months.
Do you see a great deal of difference between European jazz and American jazz?
Yes.
A lot of American jazz musicians went to Europe.
Because in Europe it's less competition,
mm-hmm.
and most American musicians with fairly good name will have plenty of work right away. But as you can probably notice, everybody's coming back, or almost everybody, because after a while, it shows that, you know, it's easier to make a living there
mm-hmm.
with playing music, but you cannot do bigger things.
Mm-hmm. You cannot grow and expand and.
Yeah, I would say so too. You know, because of actually also of all, in a way, lack of competition or not as big competition as here.
Mm-hmm.
I think competition is very needed.
Mm-hmm. That's what keeps people
working harder and giving their best, and that's what I think New York is all about, and that's why I like New York.
You see New York as the musical center of...
Definitely, of any music, even if many people are getting, I mean, a lot of European important albums and imported albums and musicians getting a lot of recognition here. Everything's, or most, starts here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There are musicians who won't get recording contract here, because music they seem to be too far out, or they have no luck, they would go to Europe, they would get it. Such musicians easily record in Europe, and you get it as a feedback, and you think here that the only Europe has different music. But there's a lot of things going on here as well, in this respect.
But you would say New York. What about Chicago?
I cannot say much. I've been 3 times for 1 week, and all I can say is the prettiest town from what we've seen in States after New York.
Thank you.
And we always feel fine here, and I'd like to come to Chicago.
Oh, well, you're always welcome here. Oh, we'd like to see you here more often, be able to hear you more often.
There are some talks about concerts in fall.
Mm, a nice big one, or a long one?
Tell about this big concert in August.
Ah.
It's very interesting.
Also,
Los Angeles.
I don't know how official is this yet, but there are some people already signed. There is concert being prepared in Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles with a superstar, so-called superstars group. It will be called either Milky Way or something. I don't know. I don't know details. Well, there will be band made of Billy Cobham, Stanley Clarke, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Jeff Beck, Carlos Santana, Miles Davis, Tom Scott, and myself, and Minnie Riperton.
That's Schaefer's.
Yes, that's
Jim Schaefer.
Yeah. Okay, it's almost happening, and Columbia will do a live record of this, and there will be a TV special, 1 hour program. It's, you know, it's 17th of August.
That sounds dynamic.
And I know a lot of people already trying to do and to get it for another concert, but I don't know how. Probably will be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this will actually happen?
Yes, I mean, there are contracts
have been signed?
Most of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looks like it will happen.
That would be a musical feat to remember.
And there's a lot of noise, TV-wise, outside of the States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like Japan, mm-hmm. Europe. So I think this. I know somebody from promoter from Chicago wants to get it here to make a concert. I know I've heard this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how this can happen.
So this would be in August.
Yes.
You're a busy person.
Yes.
So
I used to be.
You used to be.
Yes.
You mean you're not as busy now?
No, I mean always used to be, and I am.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh. Anything else that you would like to have recorded for all time?
Maybe few remarks about music. I have strange idea. Maybe somebody will said it before. I don't know. But if it comes to progressive music, newer music like rock, jazz, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think that word funk. To me, at least to me, maybe I understand things not the way people understand it here, but I would draw the parallel line between, like 20 years ago, word swing regarding to swing music style and swing of the way of playing. I think one can draw parallel line to funk. Funk is a style, a lot of commercial funky music, and funk is a way of playing, equivalent to swing. And I think, you know, the most valuable things with jazz or rock jazz could bring to music at all was swing before, and now funk. That's why I gave up free music. I was involved a little bit in this because I found out that no matter what we do and what we do, most likely it will come, result sound of it will come close to something which was written in classical music already, sometimes years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think the rhythm and original things like funk now and all these things, the most valuable things that jazz or rock can bring to music.
Mm-hmm. How would you call your music if you were to give it a name?
Fusion.
The fusion of what parts?
Okay, I would have to use probably three
mm-hmm.
things, folk, rock, jazz.
Mm-hmm. All meshed together?
In a strange way, yes. Maybe some classical background. However, I cannot find it. But people seem to be finding it. Might be. I don't know. It's difficult for me also to get into it theoretically. But there are surely those elements. I'm, you know, like from bass, I feel like jazz musician who freed himself to be open to other influences and who is not afraid to, you know, to do something which is not jazz, okay?
So you perform all of them, and is that where the name fusion came
yes.
from? Yes. A happy marriage of all three, perhaps even four?
Yeah.
With great success?
So far.
Mm-hmm. Okay.